Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at mikechurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Alan Dershowitz said his piece about constitutional law and impeachment last night. 110 people in the U.S. have been monitored for the coronavirus. And let's not forget, the Harvey Weinstein trial has started. A former production assistant testified Monday that Harvey Weinstein pinned her down and forced her into a sex act. Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz, delivering a spirited constitutional defense of President Trump at his Senate impeachment trial Monday night, flatly turned toward House impeachment managers and declared they had picked dangerous and wrong charges against the president, noting that neither abuse of power nor obstruction of justice was remotely close to an impeachable offense, as the framers had intended. In a dramatic primetime moment, the liberal constitutional law scholar reiterated that although he voted for Hillary Clinton, he could not find constitutional justification for the impeachment of a president for non-criminal conduct or conduct that was not at least akin to defined criminal conduct. He said that all future presidents who serve with opposing legislative majorities now face the realistic threat of enduring vague charges of abuse or obstruction, and added that a long list of presidents have previously been accused of abuse of power in various contexts without being formally impeached. The debris field in California, where a helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven other people crashed, killing everyone on board, is between 500 and 600 feet, and the scene was described as devastating, as the National Transportation Safety Board held a press conference Monday. According to NTSB board member Jennifer Homendy, the helicopter was carrying the passengers from John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana to Burbank. She described the flight path and what happened before the crash occurred in Calabasas. Initial information showed the helicopter was flying under visual flight rules from John Wayne Airport to just southeast of Burbank Airport. Around Burbank, the pilot requested to transit controlled airspace under special visual flight rules. The helicopter traveled through Burbank and Van Nuys airspace at about 1,400 feet. The pilot then requested flight following, which was described by Homendy as radar assistance, which helps a pilot avoid traffic and provides communication between air traffic control and a pilot. The pilot was told they were flying too low for flight following assistance. Approximately 4 minutes later, the pilot advised they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. When ATC asked what the pilot planned to do, there was no reply. Radar data indicates that the helicopter climbed to 2,300 feet, then began a left descending turn. Last radar contact was around 9:45 a.m. and is consistent with the accident location. Coming up, our saint of the day. He helped lay the foundation for the Mercedarians devoted to the ransoming of Christian captives. Quote of the day, let us not love with words of speech, but in actions and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is St. Peter Nolasco. He was with St. Raymond of Penafort, founder of the Order of Mercedarians, the religious community which sent members as ransom for Christian prisoners. Details of his life are uncertain, but he was probably a native of France. After taking part in the crusade in southern France, he became a tutor of King James I of Aragon and then settled at Barcelona. Then he became friends with St. Raymond of Penafort, and in 1218, with the support of James I, they laid the foundation for the Mercedarians, devoted to the ransoming of Christian captives. Twice Peter went to Africa to serve as a captive, and it was reported that during one journey to Granada and Valencia, he won the release from Moorish jails of some 400 captive Christians. Retiring in 1249, he was followed as head of the order by William of Vas. He was canonized by Pope Urban VIII in 1628. His feast day is now confined to local calendars. Health officials monitoring the coronavirus in the U.S. said there are currently 110 persons under investigation across 26 states, noting that the number will only increase as the outbreak in China continues. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in an update Monday that five of the cases in the U.S. tested positive for the novel coronavirus, and 32 so far had produced negative results. At this point, the CDC said the virus does appear to have mutated, but described the outbreak as a rapidly changing situation. And the virus has killed at least 81 people in China. It sickened over 2,700 more. The health agency said that on Sunday, it updated its travel recommendations for those making their way through China and encouraged travelers to take enhanced precautions, which include avoiding contact with sick people and discussing travel plans with a healthcare provider, especially for those who are older or who have underlying health conditions. A former production assistant testified Monday that Harvey Weinstein pinned her down, forced her into a sex act at his Manhattan apartment in 2006. Miriam Haley's graphic testimony Monday in Weinstein's trial in New York is connected to two of the five charges against him: first-degree criminal sexual act and predatory sexual assault. Haley, who recently changed her name from Haleyi to Haley, broke down in tears several times as she described the alleged attack. Weinstein, sitting with his attorney, shook his head several times in apparent disagreement during the course of her testimony. Prosecutors have said the Hollywood movie tycoon raped and sexually assaulted young women, including Haley, over the course of decades. Weinstein's attorney attacked the credibility of the women's stories during his opening statements and picked apart their timelines and details to try to undermine their credibility. U.S. sales of newly built homes fell 0.4% in December, cooling slightly after low mortgage rates fueled gains for much of 2019. The Commerce Department said Monday that new single-family houses sold at seasonably adjusted annual rate of $694,000 last month. But for all of 2019, sales climbed 10.3%, the highest total since 2007, when new homes were sold as the housing bubble was beginning to deflate ahead of the Great Recession. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.